the Fortress of Freedom, in the center of forgotten America, in God's greatest accomplishment, Michigan. This is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. The United States Postal Service sending out driverless trucks to deliver the mail across the country. That's right, loads of U.S. mail on 18-wheelers rolling across the nation en route to your mailbox. How do you feel about that? Number two, while Ford is laying off 7,000 people around the country, Fiat Chrysler making plans to build and expand. Now, isn't that a bit surprising, especially when you think about where both companies have been, but FCA looking to hire more than 6,400 workers. And number one, the Democrats going behind closed doors shortly to discuss whether or not impeachment should be pursued. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal because Nancy Pelosi has said for weeks, for months, it's not the right path. It's politically dangerous. She's right. It is politically dangerous. It could be a disaster for the Democrats, but the rabid members of the freshman class, they want it. They want it badly. And they don't want to walk away from it. They want impeachment. They want it now. And they are going to get it done. The problem is they're facing some real headwinds. Let me give you some examples of the problems facing the Democrats. First of all, the DNC is broke. Yeah, the Democratic National Committee is broke. Let me give you some numbers. Dismal fundraising numbers to the report the DNC's finance chair is a shady lobbyist who hates Bernie Sanders, by the way. Been a tough slog for the DNC this past month. In April, the Republicans brought in $16 million. $16 million. And so far in this fundraising cycle, the Republicans have $62 million. The DNC, meanwhile, brought in $6.5 million. Less than half of what the Republicans did. Oh, and when it comes to debt, the Republicans don't have any. The Democrats are $6.2 million in debt. $6.2 million in debt. And their cycle today, $27.5 million. Again, less than half of what the Republicans have brought in. Why this matters. Michigan native and chairwoman Ronna McDaniel's fundraising allows the RNC to build the necessary infrastructure and permanent data-driven ground games to benefit Republicans up and down the ballot. So while the 2020 Democrats are forced to fork over $175,000 to get access to the Democrat data, the RNC is able to provide all GOP candidates state-of-the-art data, voter score technology, all free of charge. All free of charge. And so that is really critical, isn't it? Record-breaking fundraising has also allowed the RNC to hire 9 regional political directors, 9 state directors, as well as to expand regional communications efforts in the largest of any cycle in history. So the Republicans rolling in cash. Now, the question is, will it be enough? Because with all the positive economic news and all the positive traction that the economy is getting, there's still a lot of negative for this president. Let me just share with you something from Niall Stenage, writing for The Hill. Now, bear in mind, Niall has written in the past that the president had no chance of ever being elected, that he could never win the nomination, that he had no chance whatsoever. And now Niall writes, President Trump faces a steep uphill climb to a second term, even if it's far too early to count him out. Trump campaign aides have talked up the president's chances of doing even better than he did in 2016. I agree with that. They note the economy is strong and he's scored some of the highest poll numbers of his tenure since the release of the Mueller report. But headwinds for Trump are severe. One of the largest, his polarizing approach looks to be more hindrance than help. Of course, they said that before.
As a company with a longstanding tradition of advocating for LGBTQ+,
he couldn't win that way. They said he couldn't win that way. He said in four separate polls over the past month, more than 50% of respondents said they would not vote for him again or were unlikely to do so. Now, here's the problem. What we have learned is this. Respondents to these polls aren't particularly interested in telling the pollsters the truth oftentimes. You end up with very bad polling. Polling that told us that Hillary Clinton would win the primary for the Democrats in Michigan in 2016. And Bernie Sanders, by 20 points, by the way, she would win. Bernie Sanders won here. We had polling that showed Hillary Clinton winning Michigan by double digits for the general election. Of course, that didn't happen. Donald Trump won here by more than 10,000 votes. And let me give you some more polling data. In a Quinnipiac poll, 52% of respondents said they would definitely not vote for the president, while 33% they definitely would. Only 13% were in the middle ground saying they would consider backing Trump. But these are the same kind of polling numbers we saw prior to the general election of 2016. 50% would never vote for Trump. 55% never. Well, somebody did. Somebody voted for him. And I'm telling you, you are alienating so many different groups of people by talking about free universal income, reparations, gun bans and gun confiscations, elective abortion on demand, allowing illegal aliens to vote, demanding the voting age be just 16 years of age, not to mention some anti-Semitism thrown in just for flavor from our friends on the left. Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parscale, insisting that the president could win states that eluded him last time around. That's right, he believes he can win other states like Colorado, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Mexico, and Nevada. By the way, the closest state in 2016 was New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton won that state by, what, 3,000 votes, 2,500 votes, they claim, which is interesting considering there were more than 7,000 same-day registrations to vote in New Hampshire. And the law is that within 90 days of casting it, you have to become a permanent resident. You have to give information, get a driver's license, do all these things. Only a few hundred did that, not even 1,000. So if there were any states that were stolen in 2016, I would direct your attention to New Hampshire first, because that's a place where you might want to take a closer look at how that state's voting went. You might want to look there first and just figure out. And we'll see where they get. Meanwhile, an end run on the Constitution continues. Nevada passing the national popular vote referendum, approving it Tuesday on a party line vote, sending the legislation to the governor. It would disenfranchise people in their state and your state and do an end run on the United States Constitution. It is not constitutional, but we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on it. Nevada, the latest. That would bring the total to 195 electoral votes in play because of that. It's a very dangerous thing. 14 after, a breather on the way with Ron Rademacher. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Only one traffic light in the whole county, so nothing stops you from exploring. Magical drives, hidden paths, pristine beaches, cool running rivers, small town streets. This is Benzie County, part of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, where life doesn't stop, it just slows down to an easy pace. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Go to visitbenzie.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.